With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a done deal. President Trump today signing that executive order establishing new trade penalties or tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. Hamas has freed three hostages as part of the ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Two released hostages, Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas, arrived in Israel and were on their way to an initial reception point. Along the road leading to the military base, small groups of supporters waited for the convoys, waving Israeli flags. Later Saturday, American-Israeli Keith Siegel was handed over to the Red Cross. The six-week Phase 1 truce calls for the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 prisoners, as well as the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza and an increase in humanitarian aid to the devastated territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. military flexing muscle this morning, conducting coordinated airstrikes against ISIS operatives in Somalia. Pentagon says a number of operatives have been killed. Also at SRNNews.com, Missouri GOP Senator Mark Alford telling the Salem Radio Network the media are exaggerating the public's reaction to President Trump pausing federal benefits.
Well, yes, people are confused. They're concerned. They're scared. They're living in fear. The world is coming to an end. That's not the case.
Alford says President Trump is not stopping the distribution of federal benefits to Americans in need.
The freeze on the grant programs does not affect any individual receiving any aid from the federal government. It does not include the SNAP programs. It does not include Social Security, Medicare, nor Medicaid.
All across America, colleges and universities navigating the administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, some schools reassessing programs. This is SRN News. For Christians in Iran, things just keep getting worse.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other service professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies throughout the state of Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in the state's classrooms. This is SRN News. Skaters, coaches, and their families died this week. They'll be honored at an international stage coming up this spring. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh with that story.
The International Skating Union will honor athletes and others killed in the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. when the World Championships are staged in Boston in March. Skating Union President J. Yul Kim was visibly emotional, telling media on Friday at the European Championships in Estonia. Skaters, coaches, and family members on their way back from a national skating camp in Wichita, Kansas, were among those who died when a passenger jet hit a helicopter on Wednesday. They included two teenage skaters, their mothers, and two coaches who were part of the Skating Club of Boston.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Wall Street numbers ending the week Friday. The Dow lost 337 points. The Nasdaq down 54. More details at SRNNews.com.